在摩西的时代，神主动对以色列人说：“我要住在你们当中。”
During the time of Moses, God said that he would want to dwell with us.
所以神要摩西啊为他建造会幕。
So he wanted Moses to build the tabernacle.
啊，会幕是一个长方形的一个场地。
The tabernacle is a place where
rectangle.
Oh, is a rectangular place.
它的大小大概是美式足球场的二分之一到三分之二这么大。
And it's about a half to a third size of a soccer field.
那四周围是围起来的。
And it is enclosed on all sides.
那当人进去的时候，那个地方叫做 courtyard， 叫外院。
And once you enter in, the places where you enter is called the courtyard.
那首先看到的就是这个铜的祭坛。
And the first thing you'll see is a bronze altar.
那再往前走就是洗涤盆。
And then you keep, as you walk forward, you'll see a basin or a laver.
然后就是所谓的会幕。
And then you'll see the tabernacle.
那会幕分作两层。
And inside the tabernacle, there are two. There it's separated into two places.
第一层叫做圣所。
The first place is called the holy place.
在左手边有金灯台。
And on the left-hand side, there will be golden lampstands.
在右手边有放陈设饼的桌子。
And on the right, there will be the table for the showbread.
那正前方就是烧香的香炉。
And in front of you will have the incense for the altar.
那第二层就是放耶柜的至圣所。
And then the second area is the where you put the Ark of the Covenant, and it's called the holiest.
那利未人祭司就在这个场所来做侍奉神的工作。
And this is where the Levi priests would do their holy work.
那神也应许要住在他们当中，跟他们同在。
And God also promised them that He would be with them and dwell with them.
那同样的，今天我们也需要神的同在。
Likewise, we today also need God's dwelling with us.
同样的，今天我们也需要来侍奉神。
And today, likewise, we also must serve Him.
那主耶稣他来到这个世界上，为我们成全了律法。
And Jesus came down to this earth to fulfill the law.
所以今天我们不用再建造会幕，不用再做献牛羊这样的事情。
And that's why today we don't need to build a tabernacle and sacrifice oxen or things likewise.
但是对会幕的查考能够帮助我们去启发我们如何得到神的同在。
But through studying the teachings of the tabernacle, we are able to understand God more.
那对侍奉神也能够给我们得到一些启发。
And through serving God, we are also able to gain some revelations.
好，我们请看出埃及记三十章。
Let's take a look at Exodus chapter 30.
出埃及记三十章十七节。
Exodus chapter 30, verse 17.
十七节，主晓谕摩西说。你要用铜做洗涤盆和盆座，以便洗涤。要将盆放在会幕和坛的中间，在盆里盛水。
Verse 17 and verse 18. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "You shall also make a laver of bronze, with its base also of bronze, for washing. You shall put it between the tabernacle of meeting and the altar, and you shall put water in it."
这个洗涤盆它的功用就是要做洗涤用的。
This basin is used for washing.
那所以。它里头是要放水。
And so inside you put water in it.
十九节。
Verse 19.
亚伦和他儿子要在这盆里洗手洗脚。
For Aaron and his sons shall wash their hands and their feet in water from it.
这个亚伦和他的儿子就是祭司就是大祭司。
Aaron and his sons are the priests, the high priests.
那他们要在这个洗涤盆来洗手跟洗脚。
And they come to this basin to wash their hands and their feet.
为什么呢？二十节说，他们进会幕或是就近坛前供职， 给神献火祭的时候，必用水洗涤，免得死亡。
And why do they have to wash? In verse 20, it tells us, when they go into the tabernacle of meeting, or when they come near the altar to minister, to burn an offering made by fire to the Lord, they shall wash with water, lest they die.
啊，祭司一件很重要的工作，就是为百姓来献祭。
One important function of the priest is to make offerings for the people.
哦，那献祭的对象啊，当然是天上的独一真神。
And of course, the person they make the offering to is the true living God.
那他们在做这件事情之前呢，啊，他们要用水哦来洗手洗脚。
And so before they make this offering, they have to first wash their hands and their feet.
啊，那是这是一个很严肃的事情哦，所以神说免得你们死亡。
This is a very strict thing to do, so that's why he says, lest they die.
21节，他们洗手洗脚就免得死亡，这要做亚伦和他后裔世世代代永远的定例。
Verse 21, so they shall wash their hands and their feet, lest they die, and it shall be a statute forever to them, to him and his descendants, throughout their generations.
所以21节再强调一次，他们要洗手洗脚免得死亡。
So verse 21 re-emphasizes that they must wash their hands and their feet or else they will die.
所以在这里是当他们要献祭的时候，这祭司他们要先洗手，在这个洗涤盆来洗手洗脚。
And so before the offering, the priest must wash their hands and their feet.
那在他们要被高利做祭司的时候，是洗全身。
And before they are anointed as priests, they have to wash their entire body.
好，我们请看利未记第八章。
Take a look at Leviticus chapter 8.
利未记第八章在提到摩西怎么来高利当时摩西怎么来高利这个亚伦跟他的儿子。
Leviticus chapter 8 tells us how Moses consecrated Aaron and his sons.
就是要让他们来成为大祭司和祭司。
To anoint them to be the high priest and priest.
我们请看利未记八章第六节。
Let's take a look at Leviticus chapter 8, verse 6.
第六节，摩西带亚伦和他儿子来，用水洗了他们。
Then Moses brought Aaron and his sons and washed them with water.
第九节
，verse 9.
把冠冕戴在他们头上，在冠冕的前面钉上金牌，就是圣冠。都是照主所吩咐摩西的。
9. And he put the turban on his head, also on the turban on its front, he put the golden plate, the holy crown, as the Lord had commanded Moses.
所以摩西在高利祭司的时候，他也都是照着神所吩咐的。
So when Moses was anointing the priests, he did everything according to God's commands.
那做这些事情有什么目的？
And what was the motive for him to do these things? Or the purpose?
我们再看十二节。
Let's take a look at verse 12.
又把膏油倒在亚伦的头上，膏他，使他成圣。
And he poured some of the anointing oil on Aaron's head and anointed him to consecrate him.
这里说使他，使这个亚伦，能够成圣而来侍奉神。
Here it says that it was to consecrate him, which is to make him holy.
所以我们把这两个地方合起来看。
So if we take these two passages and we put them together,
当他们要被高利的时候，他们要洗全身。
When they become anointed, they have to wash their entire body.
那成为祭司之后，他们每一次要做献祭的时候，他们要洗手洗脚。
And when they become priests, before they offer, they must first wash their hands and their feet.
那这对我们有一个提醒。
And this is a reminder to us.
就是我们要侍奉神，首先我们的罪要得到洁净，得到赦免。
Which is that when we serve God, we must wash away our sins and our uncleanliness.
就是我们要接受主耶稣宝血的洗礼。
Which also means that we must accept the baptism, the water baptism of Jesus Christ.
那再来我们要继续的来追求圣洁。
Then we must continue to pursue holiness after that.
所以我们每一个侍奉神的人。这个是我们必须要有的条件。
So all of us who are serving God, this is a requirement.
接受大水的洗礼，然后继续追求过着圣洁的生活。
To accept water baptism and then to continue to pursue holiness.
那今天我们是在耶稣成全律法之后，我们每一个人都是祭司， 我们每一个人都应该来侍奉神。
And so after Jesus Christ fulfilled the law, all of us have become priests, and all of us should serve God.
借着主耶稣的宝血，我们已经被称义了。
And through the blood of Jesus Christ, we become righteous.
那再来，我们的责任就是继续追求这个圣洁。
And so then our responsibility becomes that we must pursue holiness.
继续保持着过圣洁的生活。
And to keep a holy life.
好，我们请看启示录第一章。
Let's take a look at the book of Revelation, chapter 1.
启示录第一章第四节。
Revelation, chapter 1, verse 4.
第四节，约翰写信给亚西亚的七个教会，但愿从那昔在、今在、以后永在的神和他宝座前的七灵。
John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne.
第五节，并那曾死做见证的，从死里首先复活的，为世上君王严守的耶稣基督，有恩惠平安归于你们。他爱我们，用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶。
Verse 5, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood.
这里说，因为主耶稣的血让我们脱离罪恶。
Here it tells us that Jesus' blood washes us from our sins.
第六节。
Verse 6.
又使我们成为国民，做他父神的祭司，但愿荣耀全能归于他，直到永永远远。阿们。
And has made us kings and priests to his God, to his God and Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
所以在耶稣的救赎里头，我们是国民，甚至用国王这样的字眼，然后也是做祭司的。
So under Jesus' salvation, we become kings and we become priests.
所以在我们侍奉的时候，就像当时的祭司一样，他们要洗手洗脚。
So just like the priests in the old times, we as priests, also must wash our hands and our feet.
我们继续追求维持着过圣洁的生活。
We must pursue a life of holiness.
这样的侍奉才能够达到效果，就是蒙神的悦纳。
And this kind of servitude will receive results, the result of God accepting our servitude.
我们所做的事情不是只有要得到人的欣赏，更重要的是得到神的悦纳。
So when we do things, we don't just look for man's favor, but more importantly, we look for God's acceptance.
所以更要紧的是能够达到神的要求。
So the most important is to fulfill God's requirement.
那神对我们的要求是什么？
So what does he require of us?
请看提摩太后书第二章。
Let's take a look at 2 Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太后书第二章21节。
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 21.
二十一节，人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。
Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work.
这里说，成为圣洁，合乎主来用。
Here it tells us, to be holy, we will be a vessel to be used by God.
那这样子来行各样的善事，来做各样的侍奉。
So that we can be prepared for any and every good work.
所以在这里告诉我们说，自洁，脱离卑贱的事。
So here it tells us to cleanse ourselves from the latter.
第二十二节。
Verse 22.
你要逃避少年的私欲，同那倾心祷告主的人追求公德、公义、信德、仁爱、和平。
Flee also youthful lusts, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart.
什么叫做脱离卑贱的事？
So what does it mean to cleanse ourselves from the latter?
那如果跟二十二节对照的话，就是要逃避少年的私欲。
If we look at verse 22, it tells us that it's to flee youthful lusts.
这个人的私欲所带来的生活行为，这在神来看是卑贱的。
A man's desires, and his actions from his desires is what is considered as the latter.
那什么是这个所谓的私欲？
And so what is this desire?
在 约翰一书啊第二章啊，他用世界这样的字眼。
In First John, chapter two, he uses
the world.
The world.
啊，这样的字眼，我们请看约翰一书第二章。
Let's take a look at First John chapter two.
约翰一书第二章十六节。
First John chapter two, verse 16.
十六节，因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。
For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world.
什么是私欲？就是这里所说的世界上的事。
So what is desire? It's what's written here, the things of the world.
那什么是世界上的事？
So what are the things of the world?
肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲。
These are the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life.
十七节。
Verse 17.
这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
And the world is passing and the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever.
所以一个要侍奉神的人啊，要脱离这个私欲，脱离这个世界上的事。
So one who serves God must cleanse himself from desires and cleanse himself from things of the world.
神这么的爱我们，神这么的伟大，我们一定要侍奉他。
God loves us so much and he's so great, so we must love him.
Serve him.
Serve him.
那神又给我们很容易的来侍奉他。
And God makes it easy for us to serve him.
主耶稣说，坐在小子的一个身上，就是坐在我身上。
He tells us that anything you do to this little child, you do it to me.
所以要侍奉神，其实是很方便的，很有很多机会的，很多方式的。
So actually, serving God, there's so many opportunities, and it's very convenient for us to do so.
所以很重要的，我们要追求那种得神喜悦的侍奉。
So we must pursue the type of servitude that is acceptable.Acceptable to God.
那所以第一件事情，我们如何来脱离这个卑贱的事
？The first is how do we cleanse ourselves from these dishonorable things?
我们如何能够不爱这个世，这个所谓的世界
？How do we not love the world?
第一个，我们不是住在这个世界里头。
First is that we must not live in the world.
就是我们不属于这个世界
，which means we are not of the world.
我已经讲过了，现在用的世界的定义就是肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲。
I've mentioned that this world that we indicate this world as the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life.
这个是存在于我们生活的每一个层面里头。
And this exists in all aspects of our life.
那我们不属于这个世界。
And we are not of this world.
那我们不要住在这个世界里头。
And so let us not live in this world.
不要让自己陷入了这几件事情。
Let us not enter into these things.
但是这几件事情是很实在的，存在我们生活里头。
But these things are all very real and they exist in all aspects of our life.
所以我们要常常提醒自己。
So we must constantly remind ourselves.
我住在这个环境，但是我不一定要属于这个环境。
I live in this kind of environment, but I don't have to become part of the environment.
但是我们却很容易沾染的这个所谓的世界。
But it's very easy for us to be corrupted by this world.
为什么罗德他最后会住到索多玛去
？How come Lot eventually ended up in Sodom?
就是他慢慢的挪移他的帐篷。
Because he slowly moved his tent.
那其实呢，他对索多玛的生活啊，他知道那是不对的，那是得罪神的。
Actually, he knew that the way he was living in Sodom was wrong and was not according to God's will.
所以他也常常为那些人觉得很悲哀，很伤痛。
So he was also sad for the people that lived in Sodom.
但是在现实里头，他却渐渐地挪移他的帐篷。往索多玛。
But in reality, he just slowly moved his tent toward the land of Sodom.
最后他住到了索多玛。
In the end, he ended up living in Sodom.
所以他难免他会受到索多玛的影响。
So no wonder he received the influences of Sodom.
所以再来， 更实际一点的，就是我们不要效法这个世界。
And another more practical way is to not conform, that we should not conform to this world.
但是这个世界对我们却有很大的吸引力。
But this world has great influence and attraction to us.
因为我们人生来就带着所谓的情欲罪性。
Because when we're born, we bring with us desires.
所以我们很容易去效法这个世界。
So it's very easy for us to conform to this world.
请看撒母耳记上第八章。
Let's take a look at 1 Samuel chapter 8.
撒母耳记上第八章第四节。
First Samuel chapter 8 verse 4.
请看第八章的十九节。
Chapter 8 verse 19.
第四节也可以哈，第四节。
First four.
第四节，以色列的长老都聚集来到拉玛见撒母耳。
Then all the elders of Israel gathered together and came to Samuel at Ramah.
这个撒母耳年老的时候啊，以色列的一些长老他们来找撒母耳。
When Samuel was old, some of the elders came and looked for Samuel.
为了什么事情呢
？Why?
第五节
，verse five.
对他说：“你年纪老迈了，你儿子不行你的道，现在求你为我们立一个王，治理我们。”像烈火一样。
Look, you're old, and your sons do not walk in your ways. Now make us a king to judge us like all the nations.
他们有几件事情来找撒母耳。
They had a few things to discuss with Samuel.
那其中最重要的就是那个下半句话。
And the most important was the last thing they said in this verse.
就是我们要立一个王治理我们，像烈火一样。
Make us a king to judge us like all the nations.
跟我们周遭的人一样。
Just like all the nations.
这是我们人很容易的倾向。
This is a feeling that we often, it's easy for us to have.
我们的孩子说，我的朋友、我的同学都这样子，所以我要跟他们一样。
Our kids tell us, all my friends are like this, or have this, so I want to be like them.
我们心中也常常会想着，我要跟某某人一样。
In our hearts, we also often feel, I want to be just like that person.
那我们所要一样的，常常就是所谓的这个世界。
And when we want to be like that, that often refers the world.
那这个常常对神的百姓带来很大的负面的影响，很大的伤害。
And this often brought a lot of hurt and destruction to the Israelites.
我们请看诗篇一百零六篇。
Let's take a look at Psalm chapter 106.
诗篇一百零六篇
，Psalm 106，
三十四节
，verse 34。
诗篇一百零六篇三十四节
，Psalm 106，verse 34。
他们不照主所吩咐的灭绝外邦人。
They did not destroy the peoples concerning whom the Lord had commanded them。
三十五节反而与他们混杂相合，学习他们的行为。
35, but they mingled with the Gentiles and learned their works。
三十六，侍奉他们的偶像，这样就成了自己的网罗。
36, they served their idols, which became a snare to them.
这里在讲到当时以色列人他们的失败的原因之一。
Here it tells us the biggest reason why the Israelites failed.
他们要跟他们一样。
They wanted to be just like the others.
他们要效法世界。
They wanted to conform to the world.
结果就学习了他们的行为。
And so they learned their works.
甚至他们也在宗教上面学习了这个周围的人。
And they even learned the Gentiles' religious works.
所以就让自己来失败了。
And so they let themselves fail.
在四世纪里头有提到说，他们不能够胜过这些外邦人，因为外邦人有铁车。
In the book of Judges, it mentions that the Israelites couldn't overcome the other nations because they had chariots.
但是全能的神是应许他们说，我一定跟你们同在，为你们征战。
But the Almighty God told them and promised them that I will be with you and I will help you.
但是他们因为有铁车，他们不能够胜过。
But because of their steel chariots, they felt they couldn't overcome.
那其实这只是人的一个心态的问题。
Actually, this is a problem with the personality of man.
那也因为这样子，再来就是他们常常依靠这个世界。
And because of that, they began to just rely on worldly things.
哦，这种铁车的心态。
This kind of steel chariot attitude.
哦，羡慕他们有铁车。
They coveted that the others had steel chariots.
哦，那今天为什么我们会去想要依靠世界？
And today, why do we want to rely on the world?
哦，常常也是这种铁车的心态。
It's also because of this kind of steel chariot attitude.
我们请看何西阿书第七章。
Let's take a look at Book of Hosea, chapter 7.
但以理书的后面，何西阿书第七章。
The book after Daniel, Hosea, chapter 7.
十一节。
Verse 11.
何西阿书七章十一节。
Hosea chapter 7 verse 11.
十一节，以法莲好像鸽子，愚蠢无知。他们求告埃及，投奔亚述。
Ephraim also is like a silly dove, without sense. They call to Egypt, they go to Assyria.
哦，这以法莲就代表着以色列人。
Ephraim represents the Israelites.
哦，这个鸽子本来让人的印象是很正面的。
The dove, at first, it gives us an image of righteous.
哦，但是在这里呢，却说。这个以色列人啊，好像鸽子愚蠢无知。
But here it tells us, Ephraim is like a silly dove.
哦，因为啊，他们求告埃及，投奔亚述。
Because they call to Egypt and they go to Assyria.
哦，他们要依靠所谓的世界。
They wanted to rely on the world.
哦，那当你要依靠，你就当再来就是要听从。
And once you rely on something, you will listen to it.
哦，他们就。这个埃及亚述都是那个世代的所谓的强盛的帝国。
At that time, Egypt and Assyria were the most powerful nations.
哦，所以当你依靠，接下来你就是要听他。
So once you rely, then you have to listen.
哦，所以我们要脱离卑贱的事情，卑贱的事情。
So we must cleanse ourselves from the dishonorable things.
哦，求神打开我们的眼睛。
To ask God to open our eyes.
哦，让我们追求好的、对的。
To pursue the right things.
好，不要去追求那个不对的。
Not to pursue the wrong things.
哦，通常我们追求什么就得到什么。
Often whatever we pursue, we get.
哦，你追求好的，你就得到好的。
If we pursue good things, we will get the good things.
哦，我们追求不好的，当然就得到不好的。
And of course, if you pursue bad things, then you will get the bad things.
哦，那为什么不会去追求好的？
Then why don't we pursue good things?
啊，眼睛没有打开，
because we
没有去看到好的。
Because we don't open our eyes to see the good things.
哦，所以人常常只会奔跑于所谓的世界。
So man will often run towards the world.
哦，就好像雅各的哥哥以扫，啊，他忙碌奔波，结果累昏了。
Just like Jacob's older brother Esau, he ran toward the world and he was so tired, and then he ran and he was tired.
哦，这个奔跑在这个世界。是很容易让人的灵性累昏的。
Running in this world will cause our spirit to grow weary.
哦，是的，我们是很真实的活在这个大环境里头。
Yes, we all live in this big world.
哦，啊，我们也需要在这个大环境里头来忙碌，啊，来奔东奔西。
And we, since we live in this world, we also likewise must work and busy ourselves with this and that.
哦，但是心态很重要。
But our hearts are important.
哦，我们的忙碌，这是一种生活的手段，不是生活的目的。
And when we busy ourselves, our busyness is
our way to survive.
Is a means of survival, not our purpose.
哦。那这个有很大的分别，手段跟目的，它是有很大的分别。
A means and a purpose, there's a big difference.
哦，我们看起来跟别人一样，啊，别人要工作八小时，我们也是要工作八小时。
And just like other people, they work 8 hours, we also must work 8 hours.
哦，别人有时候要加班，我们有时候也要加班。
When they work overtime, we also must work overtime.
哦，但是我们是为了生活。哦，这个是生活的手段，生活的方法。
But this is just an action to support our lives.
哦，这个世界不是我们的目的。
But this world isn't our purpose.
哦，那很多人不是这样子。
But a lot of people are not like this.
哦，不但是求生存，而且这个世界是他的目标，是他的目的。
It's not only their means, but it's also their goals and their goals and dreams.
哦，那一个基督徒，如果这个世界也是他的目的，那他当然会累昏了。
But if a Christian his goal is also of this world, then he will become weary.
哦，那一个累昏的人，他不可能有好的侍奉。
And somebody that's tired and weary cannot have a good servitude.
哦，所以保罗也勉励我们说，不要贪爱这个世界。
So Paul encourages us not to love the world.
哦，所以消极来讲啊，我们要脱离卑贱的事。所以一方面我们要脱离卑贱的事。
So on the one hand, we must flee these dishonorable things.
那更进一步的，我们要继续追求圣洁。
But even further, we must pursue holiness.
好，我们请再看回提摩太后书第二章。
Let's return back to 2 Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太后书第二章。
2 Timothy chapter 2.
22节。
Verse 22.
说你要逃避少年的私欲，同那倾心祷告主的人，追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。
Flee also youthful lusts, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart.
这个二十一节一开始说，人如果自洁，自己洁净自己。
And verse 21, it tells us that if a person first cleanses himself,
那如何洁净自己？
And how do we cleanse ourselves?
就是二十二节下半句话所说的，跟那个倾心祷告主的人，来追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。
It tells us in the latter part of verse 22 is to pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of pure heart.
过圣洁的生活，那这种服事才能够得神的喜悦。
Only a holy life of servitude can be acceptable in God's eyes.
那些倾心祷告主的人，他们在追求什么？
And those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart, what are they pursuing after?
在这里特别提到四个项目。
Here it tells us four things.
那这也是我们要去追求的。
And these are also things we must pursue.
第一个就是这个公义。
First is righteousness.
就是对人对事情，不存着这种成见或者偏心。
Which is to not be partial to when dealing with others.
我们说侍奉神，其实我们常常摆在眼前的对象是人。
When we talk about serving God, in actuality, oftentimes the things that we're doing are with other men.
其实神他并不缺少什么。
Because God doesn't really lack anything.
其实神他只是供应我们，祝福我们。
He's just blessing us.
而且他那么的圣洁，我们也实在不配替他做什么。
And He's so holy, we are not really worthy to do anything for him.
所以主耶稣说，坐在人的身上就是坐在我身上。
And so he says that whatever you do unto others, you do unto me.
所以我们说侍奉神，其实当下来看，我们的目标其实就是人，就是弟兄姐妹，我们周遭的人。
So when talking about serving God, in actuality, we're talking about serving our brothers and sisters and those around us.
我们对神当然不敢存着那种不对的心态。
Of course, we don't want to have the wrong attitude when we are serving God.
但是对人，那就不一样了。
When we serve man, it's a little bit different.
对人，我们常常就会有自己的那种成见，自己的看法，或者甚至是一种偏心偏见。
When we deal with man, we often have our own bias and our own opinions.
所以我们要追求公义。
But we must pursue righteousness.
再来要追求信心。
Then we must pursue faith.
侍奉神本身也是一场属灵的征战。
Serving God is also a type of spiritual battle.
有时候我们的仇敌撒旦也会利用我们侍奉神，他来破坏我们。
Sometimes the enemy, which is Satan, will often use even our holy work to try to mess us up.
哦，这个撒旦他就是最会把好把对的事情把它扭曲。
Satan's really good at using things that are originally intended to be good and to twist them to something bad.
哦，那要紧的，我们还是要让自己能够得救。
But we must carefully try to keep ourselves in salvation.
哦，所以保罗他很看重自己的得救的问题。
So Paul took his salvation very seriously.
哦，所以他很努力传福音啊，但是他也很注意自己。
He very diligently preached the gospel, but he was also very careful about himself.
哦，他能够防备撒旦对他的攻击。
He was able to block off Satan's attacks.
哦，那信心能够让我们防备撒旦的攻击。
So faith can block out Satan's attacks on us.
啊，再来要追求爱。
Then we must pursue love.
啊，那我们都知道爱啊，所以是最重要啊，最有价值的恩赐。
We know that love is the most important and the most valuable gift.
哦，那保罗说，告诉你们一个啊最奇妙的道理。
And Paul told us that, I may tell you a most profound thing.
哦，我们请看哥林多前书十二章。
Let's take a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多前书十二章。
1 Corinthians chapter 12.
31节
Verse 31.
31节，你们要切切求那更大的恩赐。我现今把最妙的道指示你们。
But earnestly desire the best gifts, and yet I show you a more excellent way.
啊，这个保罗说，我们要求那个更大的恩赐。
Paul tells us we must desire the best gifts.
哦，这个恩赐就是用来做侍奉的。
And these gifts are used for servitude.
哦，那什么是更大的恩赐
？And what is the best gift?
哦，保罗说这是最妙的道。
He says this is an excellent way.
哦，那就是接下来十三章所说的这个爱。
And he's talking about what is recorded in chapter 13, which is love.
哦，在人来看，啊，我们可以做很多事情。
To man, in man's eyes, we could do a lot of things.
哦，而且不是做在自己身上，做在别人的身上。
Not doing unto ourselves, but actually doing to other people.
哦，人通常只会看到所做的事情。
Man can only see actions.
哦，那神他也看到人的动机、人的态度。
But God can see our motives and our attitudes.
哦，无论做了多少，如果那个动机、那个态度缺少了爱，在神来看是不悦纳的，是没有价值的。
No matter what good you do, if you do not have love inside your motive or inside your heart, then to God it is worthless.
哦，我们看哥林多前书十三章十三节。
Let's take a look at First Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13.
十三节，如今长存的有信、有望、有爱，这三样，其中最大的是爱。
And now abide faith, hope, love. These three, but the greatest of these is love.
啊，所以过圣洁的生活，也就包括了这一个重要的项目，过着爱的生活。
So to live a life of holiness, it also includes living a life of love.
哦，有爱就不会偏心。
If you have love, you won't be partial.
哦。这个有爱就不会对人造成伤害。
If you have love, you won't hurt others.
哦，这个有爱啊，当然也不会伤害自己。
If you have love, you won't hurt yourself.
哦，那第四个项目，保罗说要追求和平。
And the fourth thing that Paul mentions is peace.
哦，在侍奉的当中，啊，这个和谐、和平是非常的重要。
In our service, unity and peace is very important.
哦，侍奉的目的就是要造就弟兄姐妹。
The purpose of our servitude is to edify the brothers and sisters.
哦，神要我们众人在信心、爱心上不断来长进。
God wants us to continually to love our brothers and sisters and grow in our love.
哦，所以主耶稣说，坐在弟兄姐妹身上，坐在人的身上，就是坐在我身上。
So Jesus tells us that whatever you do to these brothers and these people, you do to me.
哦，那有没有和谐？这是一个能不能带来造就的一个很重要的一个指标。
So if everything in harmony and peace, this is an important aspect.
哦，如果事情好像做得很伟大，但是没有这个和谐，没有和平。
If you do a great, if you do a great act or a great thing, but there's no peace, between the people, then this is not that good.
哦，这个不会真的带来造就。
This won't really truly bring edification.
哦，所以我们在侍奉当中常常想到的是，这样子做对自己、对别人，在爱心上、信心上有没有帮助、有没有造就
？So when we serve, we must ask: When we do these things, are we helping other people? Are we edifying other people?
哦，如果是很和平的，大家会觉得很喜乐、很有造就。
If everything's peaceful, then everybody will feel that everything's joyous and everything's edifying.
哦，人人都有软弱的地方。
Everybody has weaknesses.
啊，自己软弱的地方就容易去成为得罪别人的原因。
Our own weaknesses can be the reason we offend other people.
哦，那别人的软弱也可能成为得罪我们、伤害我们的原因。
And other people's weaknesses can be the reason why we get hurt by them.
哦，那所谓的和平就是啊，我们去考虑到。这是他的软弱，啊，所以我们不要以恶报恶。
But peace means that we understand the other person's weakness, so we should not use evil to repay evil.
好，我能够包容你的软弱，你也能够包容我的软弱。
I can endure your weakness, and you can also endure my weakness.
好，那我的软弱会渐渐变为刚强，你的软弱也会渐渐变为刚强。
My weakness will eventually become stronger, and your weakness will also grow to become stronger.
在大家这样互相包容、帮助之下，我们才能够真的去胜过我们的软弱。
When everybody helps each other and supports each other in this way, then we can overcome our weakness.
那保罗说，我们要留心去做那个美好的事情。
And Paul tells us to
Pay attention to do the good.
Pay attention to do the good things.
大家认为好的事情啊，我们要去观察啊，然后跟大家一起做。
When there are people are doing good things, we must watch and also do it with them.
好，我们最后看，我们再来看《路加福音》第一章。
Let's also look at Luke chapter one.
路加福音第一章七十四节。
Luke chapter 1 verse 74.
74节叫我们既从仇敌手中被救出来。
To grant us that we being delivered from the hand of our enemies.
75节就可以终身在他面前坦然无惧的用圣洁公义侍奉他。
Might serve him without fear, 75, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life.
今天我们都是被神从仇敌手中救出来的。
Today we are all being delivered from the hand of our enemies by God.
好，为了其中的一个神圣的目的。
And so that we have this overcoming purpose.
Holy purpose.
Holy purpose.
就是用圣洁跟公义来侍奉神。
Which is to use righteousness and holiness to serve God.
好，那这样我们不但是合用的器皿，我们也会成为荣耀的器皿。
And so that not only will we be useful vessels, but also glorious vessels.
这也是神拣选我们的目的之一。
And this is a reason why God chose us.
让我们成为荣耀。
So that we can be glorified.
我们一起唱诗491首。
Let's sing hymn 491.
很快就要进入2014年。
Very soon we're going to enter into the year 2014.
那我们新选出来的植物会人员啊，要从2014年一月啊开始他们啊正式的工作。
And the new term council members will start in January 2014. Will start their service.
啊，那其实自从他们被选出之后啊，他们已经开始的在参与啊教会的这些事工。
And ever since they have been chosen, then they already have started entering into various holy works.
所以我们在祷告当中啊，特别为他们代祷。
So let us all pray for them.
啊，那尤其今天晚上啊，这个中文宣道组啊，他们要开会啊，所以他们请求啊，我们也特别为他们的开会以及他们往后的事工来代祷。
And so the Chinese Evangelical team has a meeting later on tonight, and so they ask for us to keep them in their prayers for their work to come.
我们常常将教会里头的这些事工人员放在我们的祷告里头。
And that is often put holy workers mention them in our prayers.
让他们在侍奉的时候他们都是像当时的祭司洗手洗脚，然后来侍奉。
That when they serve, they can become like the priests of old to wash their hands and feet and to serve God in such a way.
那这样所做的工作才能够得神的悦纳。
So that their service can be accepting to God.
这样我们全体教会才能够同门一起蒙受神的祝福。
And so that the whole church can receive the blessings of God.
我们现在一起祷告。
Let's pray together.